Hi there, and wishing you a lovely Wednesday and welcome to today's teaching of It's Time For Me. So we're doing this week all about what we need to let go of in 2018 as we reach the end of the year. Maybe those things that have come up this year that are no longer serving a purpose. It definitely, from a spiritual aspect, has been a very, very intense, energetic year. I don't know a lot about astrology, as I always say, but we've had so many planets in retrograde, which is given the illusion that they are going backwards, that is bringing up a lot of things that need to be looked at. We are also entering a time, and we have really been entering this time since about 2012, where everything is coming up for us to look at. There's no longer a place for things to hide. So if you've been in your life in any way, shape or form, been trying to coast over things or ignore certain things or avoid certain things, whether it's dealing with something you know you need to deal with, looking at something you know you need to look at, looking at the emotional aspects of things, or simply just following your purpose and following what your soul's mission is, there's just no space anymore for you not to be doing these things. We see it through the media at the moment with all of the things going on politically right now. We're even seeing it through climate change, where there's just this push for a huge amount of conscious energy to be needed right now, right in this moment. And what I would say to you is that you are completely part of that. I think sometimes we think that we're a separate entity to what's going on energetically in the world, and we absolutely are not. We're all interconnected, and there is no way that any of us are separate to one another or the world at large. So if you've been experiencing things this year, which actually I probably would figure most people listening to this have been, because it has been so intense. And I have to say, it's been one of the most intense years in terms of the work I've done with people through readings and through coaching and even through some of my classes, that people are just having this stuff like shoot up right in front of them. But when we think about these things, they actually feel like, oh my God, this is awful. It's been so negative. It's been so, you know, even traumatizing in a way. And it absolutely doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be a negative experience. Actually, it can be one experience that can be positive. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do through these teachings this week, because letting go is a choice that you will make. You're fully in control of it, how you do it, when you do it. But what you will get from it, most definitely, I can guarantee it to you, is a sense of relief, a sense of release, and also you're starting to make space for that which is supposed to be in your life. So all of this year, thinking back, like I got you to do, of things that you wanted to let go of, things that might have been lingering for the last couple of years, habits and everything, there just is no longer any space for this. I'm having this experience at the moment where I talked before about, I do have a very strong intolerance. I'm not allergic. I probably am to some stuff, but actually to dairy, I have been since I was about 6. Wheat is very bad for my body as well, but dairy in particular is very bad, and wheat actually is quite bad as well. And both of these things I love. Bread, cheese and butter, I love them, and chocolate. They're my favourite things. And I find when I put them into my body, like I get really bloated instantly I'm bloated. I start retaining water then, and I just feel really, really stodgy, and my energy just drops. And I've done a lot of work on my body over the last year, but in the last couple of months, I took a rest cycle in October for my fertility treatment. And in doing that, I was allowing myself a bit of a break. So I started kind of eating these foods again and had that instant kind of feeling straight away. And I have to be honest, we're now in December. I've been really unwell for most of November, have a cough that has lasted about 4 or 5 weeks that just won't go away. And it's just my body's way of saying, look, no, this just isn't going to work for you. You cannot eat this stuff. And I've been really good. When I was away in London at the weekend, so it was harder for me to eat the way I wanted to. And having the tiniest amounts of, you know, I had one little kind of pastry thing. I'm talking tiny, like half the size of the palm of my hand. And I was really, really unwell from it. And what I realized is that is an aspect of what I'm talking about. It's my body's saying, look, this just isn't going to work. It's just nothing. You cannot have this stuff. And then when we look at that on a bigger level, what emotional stuff can I just not have any more in my life? What people can't I have any more in my life? What situations can I not have? And I spoke to you yesterday as well about wanting to progress different aspects of my own work. And it just really is showing up constantly. This has to be done. But whatever your soul's purpose is and whatever is blocking you from getting there doesn't mean you're actually going, just because something's your purpose doesn't mean you'll actually achieve it. What my purpose is and what your purpose is are going to be completely different. Whether we succeed in following that purpose and going in flow with the universe as opposed to against it, is very much down to your choosing. And sometimes letting go is hard. Sometimes making decisions of realizing that things no longer work for us is really, really hard. So what I want you to do today is, you know, you were looking yesterday at what you wanted to let go and why you wanted to let go of it and what effect you think it would have in a positive way in your life. But now what I want you to do is really look at why these energies in, how these energies, I should say, in your life are actually detrimental. Are they causing problems for your body, for your mind, for your physical self, for your emotional self, your spiritual self, for your career, for your finances, for your relationships, for your social life? Like, where are they trailing through? Because at the end of the day, when we become aware of the habits that are holding us back, we really have to hold ourselves accountable. You can be gentle in your approach to it, and I'm all about being gentle, taking your time, baby steps to get there into that bigger energy of where you want to go. But if you don't start at all, you'll get to the end of 2019 and be reflecting on the same stuff. But what is happening more and more is that we're feeling the effects of it more in both body, mind and soul at this time, that it will feel worse. And you don't want to carry that through. And I'm when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself in this, because it's this constant thing of like, I know what I need to do. Why am I not doing it? And we can go into lots of things like sabotage and procrastination and all of these different things, which if you go back through the recordings right back to February of this year, I've talked about these throughout the year and you can listen back to them. But, you know, ultimately, it's down to you. What do you need to let go of so that you can progress? What's hard? And actually, some of it is easy. You know, this morning, I set an intention last week of really getting back into meditating every morning. Like, I actually do it most days, but the morning is better for me. And this morning I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm going to get up now and I'm going to do all the things that to do. And I thought, no, hang on a second. 5 minutes, that's what I'm going to do. And it actually changed my day. I was much more clear. I was much more in tune with where I was going. So you're going in flow and not against. So what I let go in that moment was I let go of the habit of not doing it in the morning and I began doing it in the morning. So think about that for today and tomorrow we'll move on. I'm going to be sharing tomorrow with you the ritual that you can do at home, and then we're going to be doing a beautiful meditation then on Friday, which is bringing in the element of fire. So fire is a great element to burn away things, and I'm going to bring you through a guided meditation to lead you into like a fire ceremony. So fire ceremonies are a shamanic practice. I've gone to a few of them myself, actually physically in person, where you write out what you want and you throw it in the fire and you watch it burn away and it brings new energy. So I'm going to actually bring you through one of those, but in your mind and in your visualization. So I wish you a beautiful day and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.